All right. Today we're here at Rangeview High School on the lessonsonly.com hotline with Coach Sean Palmer of Rangeview at his preseason scrimmages we got going on here today. Coach, what's the season outlook for you this year?
Well, we're optimistic. We lost some talented seniors last year, but we've got enough returning where we feel like we can be competitive and progress throughout the season and get better every day. So I'm excited about our group and where we can go.
And then what does a scrimmage like this kind of let you know about your team? Because like you said, you have to replace some talent. Jeremiah Page is at Colorado State now, and some other guys have moved on. What can you learn from these scrimmages to...
Yeah, it gives us an idea about who plays well together, also about how guys do when the lights are on, the officials are blowing the whistles, how we're reacting to different things that teams bring at us. You know, with Dakota Ridge, Chaparral, and Arapaho, they run a lot of great stuff offensively, which forces us to really react on the fly and be disciplined defensively. So it's just a great learning tool for us to get some great footage on film and keep track of who's making the little plays that make a big difference.
And now, what's the outlook for the EMAC? I know it's going to probably be you guys, Aurora Central, maybe North Glen. Is there any? How do you see that kind of working out this year?
Yeah, I think we're a deeper conference than we were the last couple of years. You mentioned Central and North Glen. I think are going to be talented teams, as well as Brighton will be very competitive. Thornton and Prairie View have had some good teams in the last few years, and you know Gateway's. Had some young players come back, so I think it'll be a deeper conference, and we're definitely going to have a battle every night out.
And then what's the one kind of game, like I asked this of everybody, what's your benchmark game to like say, okay, I know if we beat so-and-so or if we play well against so-and-so, I know we're on the right track, or if we got beat by so-and-so, we're not on the right track.
I think we have a few of them. Starting off with Thomas Jefferson on our first night. You know, you always have some question marks for that first night. TJ's a talented team, and we're going over to their place to open things up. But then on our schedule is also Regis and Thunder Ridge when we come back in January, and obviously those are two of the best teams in the state. Cherry Creek is another very good team, Cherokee Trail and Smoky Hill. So we have a lot of those opportunities to kind of see where we're at throughout the way before we get into league play and get our foundation of who we are as a team.
Excellent, Coach. Thanks for joining us today.
Thank you. How was that EMAC talk? Was that good?
Yes. Yes, that was awesome. Well, we only talked for 2 minutes. Oh, my God. We'll have to get a whole much more.